And it's now time for our sometime feature. We call it Economic Terms for Special Occasions. And given that it's Thanksgiving week, what more special occasion could we come up with? We're joined by Fool Radio Economics contributor Charlie Whelan. Charlie, what is this week's economic term for a special occasion?
We're going to go with comparative advantage, one of the most important and least understood terms in the economic world.
And Charlie, let's start by defining our terms. What is comparative advantage?
Comparative advantage is something that you or a nation or a company does better than they do anything else. And it's not to be confused with absolute advantage, which would be, are you better than me at something in particular? This is all about what you do best or what I do best. So, for example, Michael Jordan was very good at basketball. He was also not bad at baseball. You recall he had that little foray into Major League Baseball. But clearly his comparative advantage was basketball.
And then within a more, let's say, global setting, sometimes I've heard it used this way. And is this proper use, Charlie? It'll be said that maybe America could be great at manufacturing, but America is shifting away, even though we could be a world leader, because we're maybe even better at service.
That's exactly right, or at high-level manufacturing. So, for example, the fact that we manufacture, or the world manufactures, coat hangers in India or China does not mean that China is better than the United States at making coat hangers. What it means is that our resources are best marshaled for making things that we're even better at than making coat hangers. So it may be Boeing aircraft, maybe Microsoft software, it may be services. That's the stuff that basically we are freed up to do because we have outsourced our coat hangers or lower level tasks to another country.
And so now the real challenge, Charlie, how might we use the term comparative advantage in a social setting?
Well, what's really important about Thanksgiving is people are always asking you to do something. You know, there's a lot of work involved in getting that big meal on the table, and I think it's a perfect opportunity to make your comparative advantage something that's not particularly unappealing. I always claim, rightfully so, I believe, that my comparative advantage is not doing dishes, not cooking, but instead things that are a little more fun, maybe watching the kids, but particularly watching football. And so seize the opportunity to declare that your comparative advantage is something you may or may not be good at it, but feign that you are. You certainly want to enjoy it more than some of the things you don't enjoy.
Ah, yes, the perils and advantages of being a knowledge worker.
Exactly. You're more about the management of the buffet, right? Where things go, and less about actually cooking them or certainly not cleaning up afterwards.
The wonderful British humorist Jerome K. Jerome, in his book Three Men in a Boat, wrote, "You know, I get so tired. It is so exhausting supervising."
Exactly, and that's your role, is to sit back, you know, between the football games and other things to make sure that nobody else is messing up their assigned tasks.
Charlie Whelan is the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. He tossed out our economic terms for special occasions this week, and it was comparative advantage. Take advantage of that for your Thanksgiving. Charlie, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
All the best for the holidays.